Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So look, back to real life now and business. It's kind of that time of year with schools back and money out for activities and everything, that the money just feels like it's flying out like water. So could you do your food shop more efficiently, more effectively, more economically? Like, we all have these habits around food shopping and we don't really think much about them. So luckily, I have someone here who does think a lot about these things. Katrina Redman, food and cost of living writer for the Irish Examiner. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, Katrina, you're going to give us a bit of a masterclass in shopping better. Is the big shop still the standard model for most people?
Well, I suppose now that an awful lot of people are working on a hybrid basis rather than, you know, going out to work every single day, the big shop isn't as much of a thing anymore. And I suppose it depends on what suits your family. Like, for some people, it might simply be that they're stuck for time because we are all time poor. We really are. Like, I mean, I'd look at the watch and I'd go, jeepers, like, where's the time going? So, you know, spending that hour maybe at the weekend or one evening might work for them. But for other people, if they're working hybrid, popping out to the shops can be that break where you can go out and you can pick up a couple of bits that you need. And actually, that is the more efficient way to do your shopping rather than going out and doing that one big shop. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The first of which would be because when you go out and you do smaller shops, you're an awful lot more mindful about how you do your shopping. You're really thinking about what you need rather than what you want. You'll often go out with something in mind, even if it is milk and bread. So you're less likely to kind of bulk buy bigger items, and it doesn't fill up the fridge or the freezer. So you're literally buying what you need, using what you need, and then you go back out again when you need to go to the shops.
Okay,
again.
So and it's a kind of an efficient smash and grab. The Japanese have that thing just in time, JIT. It's a bit like that in your supply chain. So come here, I presume then though that some things like the bulk buys and the basics, the kind of toilet rolls, pasta, all that kind of stuff, is that better done in a bigger, cheaper shop and bought, like, you know, chunks at a time?
Well, for me, like, for example, stuff like pasta and rice, a big, big bulk buy can save an awful lot of money. I've got a rice that I love to eat. That's the one rice that I love to buy, but it can be very expensive to buy in my local multiple supermarket. But if I go to the Asian food store, I can buy it a much bigger package. And to give you an idea of the cost difference, it's $5.99 for a kilo in my local supermarket. But in my local international supermarket, 5 kilos is $8.99. So I know where I'm going to go, and I know I'm going to buy it maybe once a month or once every 2 months and store it and then save the money in the long term.
You also would advocate a second freezer.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, freezers are expensive, but on a cost per use basis, they really do pay for themselves. I have a second freezer and it is put in use every single day of the year. It's how I save off my leftovers. It's how I save off the fruit that I grow. It's how I bulk batch cook. Today now, for example, I'm in the middle of a massive big batch cook, which will see the kids and ourselves through to the end of the week. So I'll cook up all of the treats, I'll cook up all of the breakfasts, and then I'll freeze them and we'll just take them out as we need them. It saves us time. I know for certain that the kids aren't eating junk, and then their lunch boxes are filled for the week ahead. So that freezer is essential to that for me.
Yeah, and look, you can get freezers really cheap actually these days. They're not what they used to be. So listen, you have some rules around the going shopping then, right? I mean, I presume the first thing is, like, even though we don't do this, have a strict list, like our plan, and you stick to it. Like, don't get sucked into the deals and the this and the that.
Well, the thing is, sometimes I think that the deals can be kind of convenient. Like, for example, obviously we're in back to school at the moment, and I knew that I needed to pick up pens and highlighters and all that kind of thing. So I took a look around the local supermarkets to see where the deals were. So I just added them to my list rather than getting caught and spending extra money on them during the week that I didn't need.
Okay.
But by the same token, yes, absolutely write a list, and write a list out in the category of the supermarket that you need to shop in. So, like, rather than writing it out going, oh, well, I need bread and milk, and write it down, bread and milk, you know, visualize the supermarket in front of you and think about how the map looks and write your list out according to the map of the supermarket. Most supermarkets, it's fruit and vegetable as you get in. So write down your fruits and vegetables first. And that way you're not kind of dilly-dallying and going over and back across supermarkets trying to find the stuff that's on your list.
And then, of course, they you go in with good intentions. They have their tricks. And look, we do know some of them at this stage. But tell me about line of sight.
Yes, so line of sight is a really, really good way to catch it out. And it is, the supermarkets will place the items that they want you to buy, they want you to pay for, in between kind of your hip height and just to about your shoulder height. And that will be where the items that will be slightly more expensive. And if it's a larger multiple, they might have four or five different varieties in different ranges. And right. For example, in a local supermarket to me, they have two different own brand ranges. So the more expensive one, I'm talking about chocolate chips, obviously, because I'm going bacon today. So chocolate chips, there's a bag of chocolate chips that it's own brand and it's made by the supermarket and it's literally sits at about my elbow height. But there is actually a cheaper version and it's just up above my ear height. And I know that when I go to the supermarket, if I'm not careful, I'll pick up the more expensive ones. So think about what you're looking for. Make sure you take a look at all the shelves and watch what you're up to.
Look
because
up
the difference can really cost you an awful lot of money. Yeah.
Any strategies for minimising waste, Katrina?
Food waste, I think, is one of the biggest situations where you can lose money as a family on your weekly shop. And I think that Irish families, when they pick up their shopping and they pay for it, they think that that's it. The money's paid for, the food belongs to them, and they don't actually feel that ouch feeling when they start putting food into the compost bin, because if they're putting it into the compost bin, sometimes they can feel good about it because they're composting it.
Yeah.
Or they've already paid the money. So really start taking a look at how you are using your food and how you're using your leftovers. If you have maybe one half portion or one portion of a dinner left over at the end of the evening, are you putting that into the compost bin or are you storing it for another day? For example, I had like a ragu that I had made last week and there was half portion left. So what I did was I scraped it into a wrap, wrapped it into a burrito and froze it so that one of the kids can take it to school or they can heat it up for their lunch next week. And while there wasn't a full portion, it's grand for lunch. So think about how much food you're throwing out, because at the end of the day, the food you're throwing out is your money. You're throwing your money in the bin. And the money is better in your pocket than in somebody else's.
But listen, I'm stunned. You make up the burrito and freeze it as is. Do we need to open our minds on like what you can put in the freezer? Because I wouldn't have thought you could do that. Now I would have thought you'd have to freeze the ragu, get a fresh wrap someday and do all that.
Oh, no, sure. I would prep everything as I go. I've always got kind of bits and pieces. As another example, I had a chicken and rice dish that I had made on Thursday evening. And as soon as it was cold, I put it into the fridge. There was maybe a full portion left. So the following day, I did, I suppose, a version of fried rice. So I fried off two eggs. And then myself and my husband had that because we both work from home. And we heated up the rice. And we had an egg on the rice for our lunch. So it is just about thinking, well, how can I repurpose this? How can I use this the next day? Or how will this, you know, will the kids eat this on another occasion? Or maybe I might pop it into a wrap. Or if it's vegetables, for example, if you've got cooked vegetables, you can start keeping a bag or a box in the freezer and adding more and more cooked vegetables to it as you go. Then, you know, in a week or two's time, you can make up a vegetable puree, you could make a soup, you can add that into a stew. Like, it's all a different way of thinking about the food that you've bought.
Absolutely. Okay. Listen, before you go, did I see there you're saying that we're being told to put eggs in the fridge again now?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. This will be what people will take away from today. No, this debate. Go on.
Well, if this is what they take away from today, I think that's an absolutely fantastic tip. So for years, the Food Safety Authority were telling us, buy the eggs in the supermarket. They're on the shelf in the supermarket. Keep them on the counter. So we all went out and we bought, you know, these lovely little hen houses or egg houses for the counter. And we kept our cartons of eggs on the counter. But now the advice is to refrigerate the eggs when you get home. So whatever you do, refrigerate your eggs and when you get home. In America, the advice is always to refrigerate eggs because they wash the eggs and they clean off some of the protective coating on the eggs. But the Food Safety Authority now recommends that after we buy our eggs, that we put them in the fridge. It keeps them fresh. If you're going baking or cooking, take them out of the fridge for about 20 to 30 minutes before you're going to okay. cook with them.
Katrina Redmond, thank you very much. That was terrific. And we'll take a break now to give people time to run and put their eggs in the fridge.